position battles, maybe separation some of these in competition spring? Is that even possible at this point?
Well, I mean, the fact that we just started live this week and did work this week, I mean, we had some live work today, a good amount of it. We just have to get better at football, right? So I a lot of our ones did it, and our twos, threes, everybody got in some light work. So I'm not really worried about who's separating and who's doing all that now. It's just a lot of practices left, so we just got to keep working together and see, just prove it on the field and see it on film. So we'll be able to gauge how well they did when we look at all of the practices all together.
What have been your impressions of the transfer portal newcomers? Have they provided the impact that you were hoping they would?
Oh yeah, I mean, we knew about them already, so they're making big time plays for us, and it's just a matter of how much do we work with them in the live work. How much? We got to get a lot of 11-on-11 football, but a lot of them have proven that they've done it on the field before and in games, and so we just got to keep them. I don't know, but at the same time, how are you supposed to work in our system if you're not going through the live work? So. They'll get some live work this spring, and then we'll scale it back a little bit so that other guys can get a chance to compete.
How much live work do you plan on doing in spring?
As much as we need to get guys better. I know guys are going to get hurt. That's part of it, right? But I don't know any other way to get better as a team. So it's kind of the necessary evil. If you want to get your team tackling, then you have to tackle. Then the break tackles, you got to break tackles. And I think there's a way that we can, when we're using sports science behind it all, we know when we can put our guys in the best position to be healthy, but at the same time, it's a violent game. We got to practice it. You got to practice being violent and physical.
You guys talked about manufacturing 6 more points on offense this year. I guess what are the main objectives and ways you think you can do that most efficiently?
Yeah, big plays, and then everybody doing their job, and sometimes just taking what's there. I think we've seen a lot of things that we can do from film, but individually, just having the guys, just everyone does their 1/11th, and then we take the necessary chances that we can. There's risks that you want to take, but not at the expense of costing a drive or possibly a turnover. But at the same time, I want Jake and the quarterbacks to be aggressive. So this is a time to get it done and learn some lessons. Might as well learn them now before we get to the season.
You lost a lot of tight ends off the roster. How do you feel about the depth there? Do
yeah.
you feel like you need more help there?
No, I think they're doing some really good things. I mean, having Carson's huge, and Ethan is there at the position. We have a lot of young guys that need to prove themselves, and this is a good chance for them to get on the field and get as much work as we can.
What about a guy like Anthony Olson, been in the program for, I think,
yeah.
years, right? Like, where's he at?
I think some of the things that he's been dealing with is mostly health, and so... he's been in the system. He knows the offense. It's just a matter of getting his body right and making sure he's ready to perform. And then we got to put him in positions to compete.
You bring up the sports science. We're seeing them kind of working right now. Like, has there been any changes? I know some new names on that staff under Phyllis, but any changes that you kind of tweaked with that off-season regime?
No, I think all the guys are doing a great job, and they're trying to stay ahead of the times and being innovative and trying to find different ways to keep our guys healthy. But there's a responsibility where the players have to do their part too. So we understand that a lot of it goes into the recovery is part of training, so making sure that the guys get their sleep and make the right decisions off the field is going to be key for them staying healthy.
Have you guys considered ever wearing those guardian caps a lot of other teams in the NFL?
Yeah, I think a lot of them wear. We have reasons for doing what we do, so with the equipment.
How excited were you when Jack Kelly decided to come back?
When all those guys decided to come back, I was excited, And when even Darius wanted to come back, I'm excited when anybody wants to, that's played a significant amount of reps and started for us. It keeps the culture of the team locked in and get provides us great, upperclassmen leadership. So these guys have done a great job, and I like the looks of this team. We just got to keep working hard.
What is an update on Darius? Is there still a chance?
Highly unlikely, but it's okay. I think we try to give it a best shot according to the NCAA rules. They're the ones that control what a lot of these young men do. So we'll see. We'll just see along the way. But I know that he'll have a shot next level too. So we just can't. He's the one that's taking all the risk of when to miss out on bowl games and senior bowl games and things like that. And you know, I just wish that they would figure it out so that our guys know if they're going to have all their eligibility and have an opportunity to play or not.
You're only carrying the three quarterbacks, but if you like the extra reps for all three of them, just let me have them.
Yeah, we've got a lot of reps for them. I mean, that's, you know, they wear different colored jerseys, so no one touches them, but you can see that we have to still incorporate a lot of their movement, their athleticism, and them even having to run the ball. McKay busted out a big one today, and, you know, Jake was able to move his feet, save him tracing, so that's kind of the requirement to play quarterback here. You have to still be able to run.
I saw some deep shots from both those guys. How do you feel about their overall arm talents from McKay and Trayson?
Yeah, they got all the arm talent. I mean, we have guys that can sling the ball. It's just we just need the receivers to get up there and make the play. I mean, JoJo made some plays today, so did Keelan. So, you know, we're going to keep offering them up to these guys. They just got to go get it. All right, guys, thank you so much.
I was going to ask how did you who decided on you being the devotional, talking the devotional on Tuesday? Who told you to do that?
They asked me a while ago. And, you know, in this, around December, March seems far away, and this thing snuck up on me real quick. So, yeah, I mean, I whatever the school needs from me, I'm going to try to do my best. And then, you know, if I went to school here. Obviously, I mean, my freshman year was 30 years ago, so I don't know if what I have to say is really going to matter to these kids, but at least I can show them some love and show them some appreciation and we'll see how it goes. I'm not making any promises, but, you know, just going to have fun with it. Anytime I get a chance to talk about BYU and football and school and all those things, I'm all for it.
In bigger picture, just the connection between the school, the academic side, and athletics, do you see that with Reese and Borkink and just kind of big picture on that side?
Oh, yeah. And then you look at the energy and the excitement. We're getting ready for March Madness. You know, it's about to take off. And so you can feel the intensity and the excitement that's brewing over here with what's happening with the team and how they're playing. And there should be a lot of excitement going into it because that's what it's all about. And I'm glad that our guys are playing really well. Looking forward to that game tomorrow.